This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 207 for Tuesday, January 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is posting losses Tuesday morning as activity resumes for the first trading session of 2024. Canola down 7 to over $8, the March contract down $8.20 at $645.20 per ton. Declines in the Chicago soy complex accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with Malaysian palm oil also weaker. However, European rapeseed is holding closer to unchanged. Canola fell below nearby chart support, hitting fresh six-month lows. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, though, did provide some support, and user bargain hunting underneath the market also helped temper the declines. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Broad strength in the U.S. dollar index is accounting for some of the relative weakness, as that rising currency makes U.S. grains and oilseeds more expensive for international buyers. Soybeans down 24 cents in the March contract at $12.73 per bushel. Much-needed rains in soybean-growing regions of Brazil over the weekend helped improve crop prospects there and accounted for much of the early selling pressure. Ample world vegetable oil supplies are also said to be weighing on prices, with little need to take values higher. Corn, also pressured by the Brazilian rains, the March contract down 5 cents at $4.66 per bushel. Corn futures hit fresh contract lows, triggering additional speculative selling. However, ideas the market is looking oversold did provide some support. Wheat futures are down in sympathy with soybeans and corn, lacking any fresh news of their own. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in the March contract at $7.14 per bushel. Kansas City down 13 cents in March at $6.28 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 12 cents in the March contract at $6.15 per bushel. Updated winter wheat condition ratings from several key U.S. states are expected to show improvements in most areas when the data is released after today's close. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 2nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.